hence the saying, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle.
What kind of people would control this world has been equally obvious. The new aristocracy was made up for the most part of bureaucrats, scientists, technicians, trade union organizers, publicity experts, sociologists, teachers, journalists, and professional politicians. These people, whose origins lay in the salaried middle class and the upper grades of the working class, had been shaped and brought together by the barren world of monopoly industry and centralized government. As compared with their opposite numbers in past ages, they were less avaricious, less tempted by luxury, hungrier for pure power, and above all, more conscious of what they were doing and more intent on crushing opposition. This last difference was cardinal. By comparison with that existing today, all the tyrannies of the past were half-hearted and inefficient. The ruling groups were always infected to some extent by liberal ideas and were content to leave loose ends everywhere, to regard only the overt act, and to be uninterested in what their subjects were thinking. In the past, no government had the power to keep its citizens under constant surveillance. The invention of print, however, made it easier to manipulate public opinion, and the film and the radio carried the process further. With the development of television and the technical advance which made it possible to receive and transmit simultaneously on the same instrument, private life came to an end. The possibility of enforcing not only complete obedience to the will of the state, but complete uniformity of opinion on all subjects, now existed for the first time.
We live at a time when everyone lies.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied.
We live at a time when everyone lies. The words were spoken by a character in Jean Renoir's 1939 film, The Rules of the Game. Those words are equally true today. All systems, be they social, cultural, spiritual, economic, financial, rely on trust. It requires the capacity to weigh up the costs and benefits of trusting others. It requires the ability to return favors in kind. It requires the ability to seek redress when trust is betrayed. When it works, the system enables strangers to deal with each other safely for mutual benefit. It is the basis of all liberal societies, democracies, and economies. In attempting to deal with the global economic crises, policymakers have systematically undermined trust. Trust in instruments, trust in institutions, trust between nations. Trust in the political process. Everyone knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everyone knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. That's, of course, Leonard Cohen the song he co-wrote with Sharon Robinson, Everybody Knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. 'Cause everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like their daddy or their dog just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
If equally matched, offer battle. If slightly inferior in numbers, avoid the enemy. If quite unequal in every way, flee from him. Though an obstinate fight may be made by a small force, in the end, it must be captured by the larger force.
There once was a culture that swallowed a lie. I don't know why they swallowed the lie, but I know they deny having swallowed a lie. There once was a culture that damaged the land. Their quest to expand made them damage the land. They damaged the land, but this they denied. But I don't know why they swallowed the lie, but I know they deny having swallowed a lie. There once was a culture that ruined the oceans. Oh, what a notion to ruin the oceans. They've ruined the ocean and damaged the land. The quest to expand made them damage the land. And in that quest, they ruined the ocean. And all the while, they deny such a notion. But I know they deny having swallowed a lie. There once was a culture that poisoned the air. They did not care that they poisoned the air. They poisoned the air and ruined the oceans. They ruined the oceans and damaged the land. The quest to expand made them damage the land. They damaged the land. They swallowed the lie. But I don't know why they swallowed the lie. But I know they deny having swallowed the lie. There once was a culture that brought life to the brink. Things go extinct when life's at the brink. They brought life to the brink and poisoned the air. They poisoned the air and ruined the oceans. They ruined the ocean and damaged the land. The quest to expand made them damage the land. They damaged the land, they swallowed the lie. But I don't know why they swallowed the lie. But I know they deny having swallowed a lie. There once was a culture that showed no remorse. And then they all died, of course. They all died, of course. Died, of course. Died, of course. Died, of course.